who first put the idea into my head. His ways were animated and cheerful, even for a diamond field, where you know animation and cheerfulness are, so to speak, de rigueur. Whiskey he affected, and jesting of the kind that paints the cities scarlet. And he used to every night, before festivities began, to write a long letter to some girl in England, and say, within limits, how bad he had been, and how long he'd longed to reform, and be with her, and never, never do anything wrong any more. He poured all the higher and better parts of his nature into the letter, and folded it up, and sealed it very carefully. And then he came to us in a singularly relieved frame of mind, and would be the life and soul of as merry a game of Follow Your Leader as one can well imagine. Pleasant reminiscences occupied him for a moment. Every man should be engaged, I think, to at least one woman. It is the homage we owe to womankind, and a duty to our souls. His fiancée is indeed the Madonna of a true-hearted man. The thought of her is a shrine at the wayside of one's meditations, and her presence a temple wherein we cleanse our souls. She is mysterious. Worship.